Brian, was this a case of the Hornets team, a hot team, running into a bus saw, or a case of you guys scratching the surface of how good you might become?
We just try to play the game the right way and let the game take care of itself. We came out with a defensive mindset, and offensively we want to share the ball, continue to push our tempo and play at our own tempo, and we was able to build a huge lead.
Can this become your team identity now?
I mean, a performance like tonight is not going to always going to be it, so we're going to have to always be able to fall back on our defense. There's going to be some games where you don't make shots, but the one thing you have to be able to rely on is how well you defend to give yourself a chance to win. So, it's a good win. We improved tonight, and that's the most important thing.
LeBron, how much of the defense is the communicating out there and understanding maybe what David wanted you guys to do defensively?
Well, I think more than anything is just taking responsibility and competing. And it's something we haven't done all year, but I feel like right now that's what we're doing. We're understanding that it's fun to play defense. A lot of people don't get excited about it, but it's fun to play defense to get stops and then get out and play free-flowing offensively.
LeBron, I think you've played Charlotte 41 times and won 35, including 20 in a row. Is there anything to it other than, I guess, bad luck for them? And would this one stand out over some of those other ones? Playoffs, career high, that kind of thing?
Well, this stands out because, how well we played together as a team. Obviously the 61 I had last year stood out as well from an individual standpoint. But tonight everyone played great. Everyone felt in a great rhythm. And defensively, we were flying around. We were communicating. We were helping each other. And that results in us, playing some really good basketball.
You talked about earlier in the year about how you made a championship team in Miami. You guys played a lot of small ball. You had that big guy in there. Can you talk about the difference with playing a small ball versus, I guess this could be a big team for you?
Every team is different. Yeah, every championship team is built different. And, the first year I won it in Miami, our team was different from the next year that we won it. We didn't have Bird that first year we won it. When Bird came on, he gave us another dynamic that we didn't have. My first year we won it, we didn't have Ray. In the second year, he gave us another dynamic. So every team is built differently. We're built differently than my two teams that was able to win championships in Miami. And, the team that you have, you go with it and you try to improve every day.
LeBron, we know that passing can be contagious. Defense, is that contagious as well? You see one guy maybe take that extra step forward, other guys follow along. Does it become that easy?
Well, it's not that easy. It's a commitment to understanding, being in the right place at the right time, but also covering for one another when one guy breaks down and having that trust. I think the trust factor is more than anything defensively. Is when you know that you get beat, you're going to have someone to protect you, and the guy that protects the guy that got beat, that someone's going to protect him as well. So that's where the defense kind of comes into a point, is when guys are having that trust factor.
LeBron, you're up 35 at the half. We've seen teams kind of let down, because of the big lead at times. What was the key for you guys to keep playing at that same intensity in that third quarter?
We'll continue to defend. Continue to work our habits. We're not a team where we can allow ourselves to take a step backwards. We have a lot of ground to make up, and that results in us playing well all game.
You've been even killed with this winning streak. You haven't looked like you won. One time you like you lost. Have you been telling the players and reminding them, hey, let's keep things in perspective?
Well, I haven't. I haven't relayed that to them. I take understand how important it is for us to get better every game, but also know that you can't get too high, you can never get too low in the season. It's too long, it's too many emotions. And as well as you're going to win streak, it's going to lose a streak as well. So for me as a leader, being even keel is how it's always been. Since I, took this leadership thing seriously, and we got to prepare for the next one.
Hey, Brian, JR shooting obviously has been big for you guys. Can you kind of talk about also what he just brings in, like personality, and the attitude he brings to the floor?
He's a confident guy, confident in his ability, and he rubs off on a lot of guys on this team. He rubs off on the crowd as well. When the ball is swung to him and before he's shooting, our crowd is getting excited, and you love that. And for us to have such a weapon like him to be able to just make shots and consistently make shots is huge for us. And I was excited when we was able to acquire him.
LeBron,
kind of the second half of that loss you guys had in Atlanta, you guys were both in the locker room together and kind of discussing where this team could go. That was before you made the trades. What's happening right now? Is this some of the stuff that you guys envisioned at that point?
Well, I know from experience that you know, it's a process and things don't happen overnight. And in our sport, everyone is so built on, you know, success now. They want overnight success for it to happen right now. And I understand how long and how much it takes for a team to come together. So, you know, right now I feel like this is the team that I envision. This is the style of basketball I envision. Obviously, the points that we put up tonight, I envision that every night. But how we share the ball, how we defend, that should be our staple every night.
LeBron, is Sunday just one of 82, or is it more of a test considering who's coming in here with KD and Russell and those guys?
We're both in the same boat at this point in time. Both teams got a lot of ground to make up. They had injuries, we had injuries, and they made acquisitions, we made acquisitions. So, you know, this is, it's not a test for either team. It's more of a, let's try to get this win to keep, you know, trying to grind and as far as, you know, helping the teammates get better, our team in general, you know, be better, because we're both kind of in the same situation at this point.